Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Taylor Swift was on Jimmy Fallon last night, obviously promoting the new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Not that she needs any promotion, because it is the greatest album maybe of all time.
What? I don't know if everybody agrees with that.
Because the Beatles' White Album and The Life of a Showgirl. Look, is that the order? I don't know. People are asking, okay? We're here today for Melissa versus Austin to argue whether or not it is great. I am obviously arguing on behalf of the Swifties and saying it is great. Melissa didn't dig it as much.
I thought it was a little weird.
So we brought in our producer, Kyle, to mediate this fight. Kyle, why don't you lay out the ground rules?
Very simple. Each of you have 30 seconds to make your argument why the album is either good or not good. And Austin, because you won the pre-show coin flip, you can decide. Do you want to go first or second?
I will go second.
Okay. You're going to go second?
Great. Okay, Melissa, you lead us off here. You have 30 seconds now to make your case why Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, is not good. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, isn't bad. It's just super weird.
Okay.
Her lyrics sound like she pulled them out of a dream journal that was written after three margaritas. Ugh. 1 minute she's a redwood tree, and the next minute she's breaking curse with the magic wand.
Seconds.
Critics say it's deep, and I say it's super deeply weird. She has weird lyrics like, every eldest daughter was the first lamb to the slaughter. What? I can make deals with the devil because you know what's bigger? That was dirty. I heard you called me boring Barbie, but when the Cokes got you're brave. What? Nothing makes any sense. That's why I think it's super.
Okay.
Nothing makes any sense like that argument.
Whoa.
Yeah, easy there.
Save it for the battle here, Austin. Okay, now you have 30 seconds, Austin, to make your case why A Life of a Showgirl is a good album. Are you ready?
Yeah, I believe I'm ready.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
Look, I'll admit, The Life of a Showgirl isn't a great album. It's a cultural event. Taylor Swift isn't just a Shakespearean lyricist of our time. She's Shakespeare, the Zodiac, and the Easter Bunny all in one. Melissa, you like puzzles.
20.
That's what masterfully crafted songs are. Mm. Except Wood. There's no mystery as to what that song is about.
Hello.
Every lyric sounds like it was written by someone who lived 12 lifetimes, 2 Broadway musicals, and 1 Vegas residency. Maybe. The Fate of Ophelia, that's not just a song. You don't just listen to it. You experience it. So yeah, it's a great album the same way Michael Jordan was a great basketball player.
Ooh, that was a good case head there at the end. Okay, going on over to the text line, 312-946-4995. 847 texter says, not a fan of the album, a little too much on that song, Wood.
Yeah.
Think we can agree on that?
I will hear arguments to that for sure.
A little dirty.
773 started off not liking the album, but now I can't stop listening to it.
Not like all Taylor Swift's albums go.
But I think I'm ready to make my case. In the case of Life of a Showgirl, is it a good album or is it a bad album? I'm going to have to go with... It's a good album. It's a great listen.
That's because you're a Taylor Swift fan.
Hey, it's not my fault. You know what? You can get over a couple of songs, but overall, solid album.
Yeah. I could do without Wood, though. I think we all agree there, right?
I would stop listening to that one if the beat wasn't so catchy.
More like Wood not. I'm about to ask you the most important question of your lives. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's do it. Time now for some ones that gotta go. Powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are like, yeah, this would be really tough to pick between. Because then we are going to tell you which one has got to go. And joining us today is our dear friend. Oh, man. It's Tom in Edison Park. Tom, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
I should say Thomas in Edison Park.
Thomas Edison. He's
no.
cute.
No, never mind. Just kidding. That was a bad joke.
Everyone hates it.
What was I thinking?
Yeah. He's like, I heard that too many times. All right, Tommy, ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
I am, Melissa. Let's go.
Let's go, Kyle.
Tom, it is Melissa's birthday. Do you want to wish her a quick happy birthday before we get started?
Well, happy birthday, Melissa.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Let's see if this friendship continues. 847 texter, one's got to go pineapple on Chicago deep dish pizza or ketchup on a Chicago dog. Which one's got to go, Tom?
Pineapple on a pizza's got to go.
Why is that?
Ew. Because it's a fruit. It doesn't belong on a pizza.
It's a fruit. You hear people say that.
Melissa?
Ketchup on a hot dog, though?
That one's got to go for you?
No, I like ketchup on a hot dog.
Okay, so that one's going to stay. So you're getting rid of the pineapple pizza, even though out in Johnsburg at Halftime Bar and Grill, we do have a Melissa and Austin pizza that has pineapple on it.
It's not deep dish, but it is true.
Yeah, and that is the problem. You don't put pineapple on deep dish pizza. It's only on thin crust.
Okay, wanted to make sure. Austin?
I'm saying the ketchup on the hot dog's got to go. Give me the pineapple on the deep dish pizza. Give me pineapple on literally anything.
You come in here and just eat pineapple.
If you gave me motor oil and mixed in pineapple into it, I would guzzle it down.
Okay, I'll bring that in tomorrow and watch that happen.
All right, from an 847 texter, one's got to go, shaving your armpits or shaving your legs. Mm. This comes from a couple people out in Round Lake. They wanted to point this out.
Melissa's like, can both go?
Tom, which one's got to go for you?
I would say shaving my legs has to stay. Shaving my armpits has to go because I can always put pants on and cover my legs.
Okay, good call, Austin.
I'm saying the shaving the armpits has to go because I don't want to shave my armpits.
Okay.
I'm saying I would much rather shave my legs because then it's like, first of all, silky smooth legs.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But
faster in the water?
Yeah. Well, and I'd be able to put on tights a lot easier.
Finally.
No, I just tell people I'm a swimmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll make this quick and simple. So I'm going to just say that the armpit hair has to go.
Okay.
Is that what I'm saying right? I want to make sure I shave under my arms.
So you're going to shave your armpits. You're not going to shave your legs.
Right.
Okay. Sound good.
Okay, grizzlies.
That's what I do anyway.
Grizzly bear over there.
Right. Who wants to shave their legs all the time?
Tom, last one just for you today. One's got to go. Birthday cake or birthday cupcakes? Which one's got to go?
Birthday cake has to go.
Really?
Cupcakes are individual. Mm. And people don't want cakes. They can just have a cupcake.
That's a great take.
That was my senior quote.
Right. What? What?
Senior quote.
I don't know. Just if you don't want a cake, you get a cupcake. Very simple.
Okay. I didn't see that coming.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
Thank you. Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Leslie in Hanover Park for Dear Melissa and Austin, who's having a birthday, and she's getting a surprise that she wasn't expecting. Leslie, what's going on?
Hey. So, I was planning a small birthday dinner because guess what? It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And it's just going to be family and a couple of close friends. Anyway. Somehow my coworker overheard me kind of like in the planning stages and she invited herself and she told everyone she was coming. And now I feel kind of trapped. Do I suck it up? Let her come? Do I find a way to uninvite her without looking like evil trash? Like, I don't know what to do because she wasn't technically invited and it's small. So, you know, there's a certain amount of food allotted, stuff like that.
Right.
Who's invited to your party?
Who's invited? Like
so far, yeah.
Just family, a couple of close friends, and she like heard me kind of planning it at work. at
all. Oh, geez.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this is right or wrong. I just think this might be something that I would do is I would say I've decided I'm not having the party and then have the party and just not post anything. I'd make sure
just lie, blatantly lie.
So then I've and then not post anything about it so that you're not caught in
it. But what happens if someone else posts about it?
Well, I tell everybody they can't post.
Take everyone's phones at the door?
Yeah.
Like it's a Jack White concert or something?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And then there's no awkwardness.
I mean, yeah, but...
That would just be my way of getting out of it. She probably wouldn't even believe me if I were to say that, oh, I'm not having the party, but then I don't have to explain anything.
I mean, with that logic, why not just say, oh, yeah, the party's going to be here and give her the wrong address?
Well, you can't have somebody actually showing up someplace.
Why not?
You know what? Why don't you say the party's out of town?
Mm,
would that help?
Maybe. Unless she asked, like, the carpool or something.
Yeah, make it to Vegas.
Make it to Vegas?
She won't want to spend the money on that ticket, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have any better advice, Austin? I don't know. Clearly,
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think because it's like me, I would just let the person come and I'd be super awkward about it. I maybe like in your conversations with her, stress that she's not going to know anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can guilt her out of, you know, getting out or something. The other thought is like maybe you get your boss involved and be like, hey, I need you to work at the day I'm
that. Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Gosh,
I
make her work to top it off. Jeez.
I don't know.
Because I don't want things to be awkward with us at work, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to see her every day.
Which of those options that we gave you do you think you might want to go with?
Maybe either tell her it's out of town or maybe get the boss to give her some work.
Okay. Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. Well, listen,
that
Leslie.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, this is hard. Might be one of the most difficult Dear Melissa and Austin's we've ever had.
And it shouldn't be, but it was.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people just invite themselves to things. I was taught never to do that.
It is very rude. Exactly. No, you're right. Leslie, listen, we're sorry that you're in this situation, but we hope you can navigate your way out of it.
Thank you.
If you need advice, feel free to email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
What did you get re-gifted to you, or what did you re-gift? 312-946-4995. For those that don't know, it is our sweet, sweet Melissa McGurn's birthday. And Melissa, we love you to death.
Oh, thank you.
You mean the absolute world to us. Our text line is open all day if you want to drop her a little special birthday note and tell her how much she means to you, because I know she means a lot to the entire Chicagoland area.
Oh, gosh. You're blowing that out of proportion.
But, Melissa, you got something regifted to you already.
Yeah. My sister's so funny. You know how much I love Felicia.
She's the best.
She's great.
She's joined us on this show before.
She has. She's a great person, one of the kindest people ever. But see, she has her quirks, you know?
Sure.
Just like everybody.
As we all do.
We all do. And I saw her over the weekend for a pre-birthday get-together, because she lives in D.C. And she got me a birthday card.
Aw, very nice.
Right? Super nice. But she hands me the birthday card, and it's still in the clear wrapping. And so she says, you can take it out, just take it out of the wrapping. And I said, okay. So I take it out. I open it up. It's a pop-up birthday card with a cake in it with a candle that looks lit.
Nice.
And it sings, you know, you say it's your birthday. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah, that's it. That was within it. And so I said, oh, this is really cute. But guess what?
What?
She didn't sign it.
Did she write a note at least?
No.
Stop!
She said, I'm going to give you the card still. It was still in the clear packaging. She never opened it.
She didn't even get it out of the plastic wrapping that those nice cards, like the audio cards, come in.
No, she never took it out of the plastic wrapping.
Stop.
And then just said to me, I just thought you could reuse it again. And I said, okay, well, I guess I will since it's new.
So
and
see,
it's still in the clear packaging.
The birthday card that she got you for your birthday was essentially a gift for you to give to someone else for their birthday.
Yeah. She never took it out of the package and or signed it.
Have you taken it out of the plastic wrap yet?
Well, I did to open it initially.
Okay. Do you still have the plastic wrap?
I don't think I do.
Because I was going to say, then you put it back in the plastic wrap. And for her birthday,
I already thought about
you give it back to her.
I know, right? Unsigned.
That, I think, is the play.
I know. But what kind of re-gifting gift is that?
That might be the wildest re-gift in the history of re-gifts.
I know, because I can re-gift it.
312.
Technically, it's still new.
Yeah. 312-946-4995. What did you re-gift or what did you have re-gifted to you? 312-946-4995. Melissa, we got a happy birthday text in from the 816. Do you know where the 816 is?
No.
This text reads, happy birthday from Kansas City.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you for that, and thank you for listening in Kansas City.
312-946-4995. Please get in and let us know. What did you regift or what did you have regifted to you? We want to hear it coming up next. 312-946-4995. Maria in Lockport.
Did you regift or did somebody regift you?
Someone gifted me a used gift, I guess I'll say.
What is it?
I was gifted instant lottery tickets that had already been scratched.
No.
What?
By somebody's child in their house. So they just colored them in with a silver eyeliner and put them in the card and gave them to me.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Stop.
Did they at least have any, like, winnings on them?
No.
Wait. Stop it.
No.
Maria.
Maria.
Where?
Did you call them out on it?
I didn't even know what to say. I knew it. It was so obvious. It was all over my fingers. I went to scratch them right there in front of them. And it was just like, oh, the little one scratched them. So we just covered it up and, you know.
Oh, so they confessed right then and there.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming because the Sharpie would not scratch off.
No, it was silver eyeliner.
Like silver eyeliner! Oh, the story's getting better by the second, Maria.
Yes,
Maria,
that's
is too funny.
I knew what it was. As I was scratching, it was just smearing. And I'm like, this is makeup. What? And they were just kind of looking at me, and, the little one got a hold of them, and that was it. They didn't even
try to replace it.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Who was this?
Not at all. Oh, I really probably shouldn't say.
Oh, darn it. Gosh. Okay, I respect that, but boy, do I really want to know.
Oh, my gosh.
That is classic.
Well, Maria, listen, thank you for this call. We appreciate it.
No problem. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jim in Elburn.
Did you regift or was something regifted to you?
Something was regifted to us. My wife and I got my grandmother, who was a very particular lady about what she received. We tried very hard. We got her a beautiful Yadro statue for her 80th birthday.
Ooh.
And it was very nice. It was not inexpensive. And she said she loved it. It was fantastic. And then Christmas was about 3 or 4 months later, and my wife and I got the exact same Yadro statue back without even her thinking that it would, they're like realizing she had given it back.
No.
And she was 80, so we chalked it up to her not realizing that she may have done this. But my wife and I, when we opened it in front of the whole family who was there for her 80th.
Oh my gosh.
Same statue come back right to us, not even to another family member, which would have been, I don't know, maybe better, worse, who knows.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
It was a running joke for several years.
It makes me think like she didn't remember who gave it to her.
It's a very good possibility.
Right?
She's a wonderful lady. Has passed long since, but it was a very long running family joke.
I bet. Well, look, you ended up with a very expensive, very nice statue of your own.
The funny thing is we then regifted it again.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
We figured we might as well keep passing on the tradition. It didn't go to a family member. It went to a friend.
Well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not just Melissa's birthday. It's also spooky season, y'all. I love this time of year, Mel.
I do, too. And now it's actually finally starting to feel like spooky season. Temperatures are dropping just a little bit.
That's right. And, you know, to get you in the spirit for spooky season, we thought, let's share some scary stories this week. Well, but we're not doing it without giving you a little reward for it.
Yeah, we are offering up a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest, which is really fitting for the season. And, of course, a spooky story that you've got.
Yeah, you want to talk about getting you in the mood for spooky season, Fright Fest at Six Flags. My goodness. So let's go to our storyteller of the day, Becky and Joliet.
Hi.
Hi, Becky. What's your spooky story?
So this was about 20 years ago. My father-in-law had passed away on Halloween, actually.
Oh.
And we had gone to the cemetery. A friend had put a lighted wreath up and wanted everyone to see. So we go. There's two cars of us. Obviously, it's evening time, so we can see the lighted wreath. And small cemetery, middle of nowhere. Grave is in the back towards the woods. There's one way in, one way out.
Okay.
We look at the grave. Ooh, ah, okay. And then we're like, okay, let's all go out. So car in front of us, car behind us. Me, my husband, my sister-in-law, and my brother-in-law. The other car in front of us is my other sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and friends of ours. So as we're going, there is this bright light probably 100 yards away from us. I'm looking, I'm like, what the heck? There's no one else sees this. It is dark at this point. And all of a sudden, the light is right next to our car. I'm like, what on earth is that? Our car sees it. The car in front of us does not see it. Again, there is one way in this cemetery and one way out.
Okay.
This thing is rushing at us. The light is steady. There is no other sound. It's not a motorcycle. It's dark out, so it can't be a person on a bike. It can't be a motorcycle. We're honking, screaming. The car in front of us, our family thought that we were trying to race them. But we really, truly thought that this orb, which now that's what we think it is, was my father-in-law, like, all right, get out, let me rest, it's time to go. But this thing came flying out of nowhere at us.
Like, almost like a shooting star type thing?
Yes, literally straight at us. Did not bounce up and down, did not anything. Just straight at us in seconds.
Was it, like, floating when it was next to you? Or did it just fly by?
Straight at us, like straight for the car.
Did it hit the car?
No, it did not hit the car. It just disappeared. No one else but our car seen it.
Oh,
really?
My
that
gosh.
Is weird.
And the other car didn't see any of it?
No.
But everyone in your car did see it?
Yes.
That's wild. Oh my gosh.
And it made no sound.
No sound.
Okay, well, is that story good enough to get Becky these Fright Fest tickets? No,
that is our
agonizing monster yell telling you, yes, you're going to Six Flags. My goodness.
Yay! Thank you.
Well, that is definitely a creepy story. I'll tell you.
It's like an unsolved mystery.
You had me on the edge of my seat, and I don't know what happened there that night, but something strange went on.
I don't know.
Becky, thank you so much for calling and sharing, and enjoy Fright Fest. You've earned it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Another chance to win these tickets this time tomorrow. You better try and top Becky.
Can you top that one?
I don't even know if you can, but...
Oh, I loved it.
Goodness. Get your spooky stories ready and be caller 19 this time tomorrow morning. Alyssa.
Austin.
I think we are beyond due for some great news.
Let's bring it on. It is time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. If you want to lose weight and feel great, go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Debbie and Elgin, the E-Dub.
What's your great news, Debbie?
I am finally out of the mold house in Aurora.
Debbie!
Oh, I remember you called about that ahead of time, right? Or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we've gone through looking at probably over 200 apartments and finally have one.
Oh, my goodness. And, can I take a guess as to where you're at now?
We're going from Aurora to Elgin.
Elgin. I was going to say, you know, because I figured Debbie and Elgin is probably now living in Elgin.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say to the world, if anybody hears of a house on Walnut Park Lane in Aurora,
oh, that's hilarious. Hey. You are
do not
so
buy it.
Funny.
Do not
in
buy
Aurora,
it
in Aurora. That is.
Yeah.
How? Why did it take so long to find a place? I haven't rented in a long time. So is there just not that many available?
It's crazy in their requirements.
Oh,
you know, it's
really?
Like you got to make four times the amount of the rent, or you know, your credit score's got to be at 800. It's sure. just. It is a landlord's market out there right now.
Right. Oh, a lot of hoops you got to jump through.
Yeah, but I'm happy. I just need to know the hot spots in Elgin, though.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this.
Yeah.
The one thing all of the locals in Elgin call it is the E-Dub. So just...
They don't.
No,
they
some people
that.
Call it that. So just go don't. Around telling everyone it's the E-Dub.
Don't say that.
That's what the locals say.
No, they don't.
Well, Kyle's
the, in the back.
Yeah, Kyle's the yeah. guy to ask about all the fun spots to go to.
Yeah, Kyle, what's the best place in Elgin to go to?
Go to the Dutch.
Go to the Dutch.
Go to the Dutch. All there. Right, that's going to be my first drink after the full move-in next week.
Yeah. I love it.
You deserve it.
And then, Debbie, you're going to call us back the next morning. Well, maybe two mornings after, because I'm sure it'll be a late night. But you're going to call us back after, right?
I will most definitely do that. I listen to you guys every morning. You are my start to my day, and I listen to you on the Audacity all day long at work. My days just don't work without you guys.
The sweetest, Debbie.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much for calling and keeping us updated, Debbie. We appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you guys, and world, stay away from Walnut Park Lane.
Don't even go down the street. Don't even drive on that street.
No.
Thank you, Debbie.
Have a good day,
thanks,
guys.
Debbie. Bye. Happy birthday to our sweet, sweet Melissa McGurn. And look, I know you specifically requested nothing special for your birthday, but like we can't not because I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You mean the absolute world to us.
Yes.
And we love you to death. I would go to the ends of the earth for you.
Thank you. You're very sweet, but I don't do good with birthday things.
We kind of did go to the end of the earth. For
we
this
did.
Because we want to celebrate you. You deserve to be celebrated every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only one person I could track down to wish you a happy birthday. And this was tough.
You couldn't track down anybody to wish
me
a happy birthday.
There was only one person that was worthy of it.
Yes.
And this was legit something I have been working on for
a while now.
A while.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Kyle is, as we talk about all the time, one of the best producers in the country. And
one of the
he
best
works
even.
Very hard. Yes. And he works really hard to get all of the interviews that we get. And this might be the best one he has ever gotten in
you guys
his
are
career.
Freaking me out.
So without further ado, let's go to Melissa's very special birthday guest.
Melissa, happy birthday. It's Melissa from US 99. I love this. I love that I found out that you are a Dolly Parton fan. So am I. And of course we have the same name. That's amazing.
Wow.
And you know what the third thing is that's pretty cool?
What is it?
It's my birthday, October 7th also.
Stop.
What? What? What?
What?
We share the same birthday. We have the
no
same
way.
Name and we both love Dolly Parton.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
Who would've
we
thought?
Were clearly separated at birth.
Yeah.
And we must we must be best friends. We have too much in common for it not to happen, right?
I guess we forgot to mention that Melissa is on Cameo.
If anyone would like, I thought that was real because it said she was turning 35. You guys are awful.
No, well, no. So what had happened was we wanted to get somebody very special on Cameo to wish Melissa a happy birthday.
And we could think of no one more special.
We found somebody for an affordable price that knows Melissa better than we do and who is very, very lovely. But that wasn't all. Melissa from Melissa and Austin had more to say to Melissa from Melissa and Austin.
Oh, my God. So you make sure that your birthday is amazing. I hope you get presents, and I hope you get cake and ice cream, and I hope you get all the things that you want for your birthday. So you, girl, live it up. Melissa, you better have the best birthday of a lifetime.
You better.
I'm telling you,
better.
You that right now. I love it. And if we're ever out, if I'm ever out, you and I, we're going to have to meet, right? Because we have so much in common.
Better
so again,
meet.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. And I hope you get everything your heart desires.
That's so sweet.
Melissa, that we got really another sweet. Special gift for you. If you look straight ahead, there's a camera. You're finally getting to meet Melissa. Happy birthday.
No. I literally got punked on my birthday.
No, this isn't punked.
See, and in fact,
I think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, and we gave you money for that.
Yeah,
we
right.
We paid for that. Yeah.
Right, I got $21.
You're welcome. Happy birthday to you.
No, seriously, Melissa, happy birthday. We love you to death.
Love
you. All of us. Kyle, myself, and Melissa.
From Melissa and Austin.
God. Oh, my God. I got punked on my birthday.
Believe Jimmy Buffett and Alan Jackson once famously saying, it's 5 at 8:35 somewhere, which means it's 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends, Laura in Humboldt Park and Wendy in New Lenox. Wendy, why don't you say hello to Laura?
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Wendy.
And ladies, why don't you both say happy birthday to Melissa?
happy birthday, Melissa.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Thank you so much. But I'm sure you want to get to winning these tickets. It's to go see Brett Eldridge at the Chicago Theater. You know who he is. He's Mr. Christmas. This is going to be fantastic and very, very fun for the holidays. Now, with a 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Both Blake Shelton and Dasha have a song with the same name, a name that is near and dear to this show's heart. What is it?
Whoa.
3 seconds.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Is it Austin?
I don't know. Is it? Is it Austin? It is.
There we go.
Good answer, Wendy.
That's a guess.
Oh, gosh. Okay, question number two. Garth Brooks is married to what country music superstar?
Wendy. Laura.
Wendy.
Trisha Yearwood.
Is it Trisha Yearwood? It is. Wendy's got a 2-0 lead. Heading into question three. Now, today is not only Melissa's birthday, it's also John Cougar Mellencamp's. His song, Jack and Diane, was sampled by which country music star back in 2019?
Uh-oh.
3 seconds.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Okay, I think it's Jake Owen.
Is it Jake Owen? Wendy, you're going to Brett Eldridge.
Wow.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey.
Congrats, Wendy.
What Done. The heck? That was quick.
Yeah, that was real good.
My goodness. Well, congratulations on winning those tickets. You're going to have a very festive December.
Yay. I'm happy, excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good.
Awesome. And ladies, just one more time on the way out the door. Can you both wish Melissa a happy birthday? What?
Happy birthday, Melissa.
Thanks. It's fine.
Oh, right. Happy birthday.
I don't do well with birthdays. All right. If you guys can't tell.
Now, Melissa, wish yourself a happy birthday again.
I'm wishing myself a happy birthday.
You just did.
I know, because I got pranked. Goofballs.
Guess we got to pay $40 for it.
You guys are goofballs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.